Lawrence, what would you do if you had $1 million?
I tell you what I do, man. Two chicks at the same time. That's my favorite line.
Sorry. That's it? If you had $1 million, that's what you'd do?
Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name's Jaquetta Sotmari, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
So Katie's going to kick off. We have some awesome listener mail / penis news. Yes, we do. So this email came to us. It is titled, Hikey 216, Chlamydia Penis Puppet.
That was the title. Yeah. How could you not open that email immediately?
Of course. Well, actually, it was called Penis News. But okay. Sorry.
That's the intro.
Penis News.
This guy should do email marketing. Yeah. He had me at Penis News, and then he really got it in there with chlamydia.
Yeah, right. And so, hey, guys. Long time no email. I still treasure my shot glass.
Yay. Hey. From the shot glass program of yore.
Yes.
Maybe we should resurrect it. This is a, you know, we're five now.
The shot glass program was delightful.
Yeah, people would write in. We would send a shot glass.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, he goes on. Anyway, I was listening to your podcast and your penis puppet prompted a memory of my own penis puppet experience.
Everyone has one.
Early this year, the family went to my wife's hometown in Hanover, Germany. While in downtown, I saw this group of guys being very active. I figured
very active Germans. Yeah. They're not just like kicking back being German.
No, not at all. I figured they were street performers, bad ones, and I got my camera out.
The bad German street performance. Right. Okay.
One of them ran up to me and explained that the guy in the penis outfit was getting married.
Okay.
It apparently is the custom for a married couple to take their respective groomsmen and bridesmaids and hit the streets to trade donations for party treats and pictures.
Oh, that's interesting. See? That's like an idea. It's like you start out with something small and then you trade up.
Oh, really? I thought it was just for...
I just invented bits. That. I don't know.
Okay. One of them, it said in glasses, had been to Texas and as a toast started singing Proud to Be an American.
Wow. I always find that bizarre when I travel that people come out with these songs. I'm like, okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. That
and a couple places I've gone into, and all of a sudden they start playing "Strangers in the Night." I'm why? Yeah. Why is that American?
That's Frank Sinatra.
I know, but it's just like, me.
Yeah. Oh, they did look at you. And
then they say me. I'm like, really?
Oh, they're feeling a little amorous.
I think
you.
That's all you knew.
Okay. So proud to they started singing "Proud to Be an American," to which I told him I would donate extra money if he would stop singing.
Nice. There's a euro in it for you, my friend.
Right. If you shut it. Yeah. After we drank and I wished the groom luck and went back to following my wife on her shopping mission.
Wait, so he hung out with this dick for a while.
Sure. Yeah. She had some drinks. He participated in it.
And it's funny because his wife is German, so she's probably like, yeah, I'll see you in a few.
Right. I am very disappointed that I didn't see the bride in a vagina suit walking somewhere.
Me too. That would be a very complicated suit.
There was a lady in a Winnie the Pooh outfit, but I'm not donating to you if your hubby goes that hard in the paint and you're only throwing up half-court shots.
Hey.
You know what I mean? All right, keep it up. This is from Yusuf C.
Yusuf C? Yeah. Thank you. And Yusuf also gave us a great picture of him standing next to a very large penis.
Yes.
And some very dodgy looking German bachelor types.
But they are all looking like they're having a good time.
Yeah, they're having a great time.
You know, and the thing is that we do the bachelorette parties here in public.
Yeah, I feel like it's not as fun anymore though. No. We talked about this before, like in the past people used to really get into it. Now, I think people are like, it's another party. But if people dress up as penises...
It was also a time. I think that, you know, years ago when you had the bachelorette party, it was such an excuse to do so many things considered wild.
And yeah.
Also, guys. Single guys were very different back then.
Guys were different.
So what we used to do, we would go on a treasure hunt. So all the women in the group were assigned to with a list of things that they had to pick up. You would go bar hopping, go from bar to bar to bar. And then you'd have to get a nail file and a pair of boxers.
But everybody knew what was going on.
Right, because you're all dressed up. You have the sash on and the veil.
Mm-hmm.
And guys would willingly give up their boxer shorts. Guys in the bar would just take off their pants.
I don't think anybody would be into it in that kind of a fun way, no.
No, they really would take off their pants in the bar and give you their boxer shorts and put on their jeans again, and that's
The good old days.
Those were the days.
When you could get a man's small pants quickly. I'm just imagining a bunch of guys being like, I had on the underwear when I went out.
And then when I came back.
Just Dockers. Just Dockers and a nice braided belt. That's what I'm imagining, because this is like, what, the 90s?
Yeah. But those were men. Those were real men.
A real man will give you his underwear.
That's true. I believe that with all my heart.
If you ask a man now, you probably get arrested.
How sad.
I like it, though, but thanks so much, Yousef C.
Yes.
And keep on drinking the shot glass. The shot glass program was very popular.
Yeah.
Very, very popular. All right, so I have a dramatic reading.
Hooray!
This is from one of my favorite films. It is Office Space. And I figure, you know, it's back to school for kids, but when you're an adult, it's back to work.
It's back to work. In a big way.
And this is a seminal film from the 90s. I actually was given this film when I was working in an office. It had already come out. I hadn't seen it. And one of my office mates was like, hey, you got to check this movie out. And I was like, who's this guy? Like, what's going on? Took it home, watched it, loved it, had been watching it at least a couple times a year ever since.
Really? You know, I confess I've watched it once years ago, and I don't remember much.
Oh, so this is going to be great. So Katie's giving it to you with her own interpretation.
This is right.
I'm attempting to recreate what I remember from the seminal film Office Space.
All right.
So in this scene, we have Lawrence, who is the neighbor of Peter, who's the main character, who doesn't want to work.
Oh, so I'm Peter.
So, yeah, you are playing Peter, and I'm playing Lawrence.
All right.
Hey, man, check this out, dude. I changed the channel a couple of times. There's a Pepsi commercial, a soap opera, another show, and then I get to the breast exam.
Oh, jeez, Lawrence.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I thought you wanted to see this. Doesn't this chick look like Anne?
Yeah, a little bit.
Hey, she hasn't been over here in a while. You two still going out?
I guess, yeah. I don't know. Sometimes I get the feeling she's cheating on me.
Yeah, I get that feeling too, man.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know, man. I just get the feeling looking at her like I'm like sorry, man. Look, I'm talking out of my ass, man. I don't know.
It's okay. I just had a rough day.
No, tell me about it, man. I gotta wake my ass up at 6 a.m. every day this week, drag myself off to Vaselina. Yeah, I'm doing the drywall out there at the new McDonald's.
Let me ask you something. When you come in on Mondays and you're not feeling too well, does anybody ever come up to you and say, sounds like someone's got a case of the Mondays?
No. Oh, man, shit. No, I believe you get your ass kicked for saying something like that, man.
Huh.
We still going fishing this weekend?
Nah. Lumberg's gonna make me come in this Saturday. I know it.
Well, you can get out of that easily.
Yeah? How?
Well, when you get up on a Saturday, he generally asks you at the end of the day, right? So all you have to do is avoid him. It's all right. I got a beer for myself. The last few hours of the day, turn off your answer machine, and you should be home free.
That's really a good idea. Lawrence, what would you do if you had $1 million?
I tell you what I do, man. Two chicks at the same time. That's my favorite line.
Sorry. That's it? If you had $1 million, that's what you'd do? Two chicks at the same time?
Damn straight. I've always wanted to do that. I figure if I were a millionaire, I could hook that up. Chicks dig a guy with money.
Well, not all chicks.
Well, type of chicks that'll double up on a dude like me.
Good point.
Thank you very much. That's the only reason why I want to do it. I love that he's like, what would you do if you had $1 million? Two chicks at the same time. Like, that's it. That's all he wants. And he thinks he's going to have $1 million to do that.
Yeah.
$1 million for two chicks. I'm like, wow, that's some amazing chicks. So I don't know if he's planning on spending $1 million on the chicks, or if the chicks will be like, he's got $1 million. Let's both do it.
Right. Like, that's going to be the attractive thing. They'll let the women know.
Yeah, I've got $1 million. Like, sweet, let me get a friend.
Yeah. I guess he's just thinking about this is his new life that he's having.
Yeah.
And it doesn't involve drywall at McDonald's.
Doesn't involve drywall at McDonald's. Doesn't involve watching a breast exam on TV, which is the saddest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
This movie is with Mike, written by Mike Judge, who is Beavis and Butthead.
No kidding.
That's why I love it.
Okay.
And thank you very much. That was Katie did a wonderful rendition of Peter in the dramatic reading.
Yes, thank you very much.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Thank you. What do you have?
I have advice.
Oh, nice. So advice on advice is a segment that we do where we find advice on the internet that stinks.
It's unqualified.
And we improve upon it by giving our advice on that advice, hence hashtag advice on advice. Advice. Yes. Who is it from?
Ask Amy.
Oh, Ask Amy. Okay.
Okay. So, dear Amy, I've been divorced since 2010, separated since 2006.
Okay. We have the whole story now. It's been some time.
I am remarried. I have four adult children. Mm-hmm. My issue is with my family.
Okay. Hey, you know what? Get in line.
Yeah, right? My ex and I barely tolerate each other. We do not speak except about the children and only via text or email.
Mm-hmm. So and these are, they're all adults,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
Even though we are uncomfortable being in each other's company, my sisters and mother continue to invite the ex to family dinners.
Really?
Oh.
Man!
I have expressed I do not want him at family dinners. It hurts me to see my ex. Mm-hmm. He was less than an ideal husband.
Okay.
But my family refuses to believe that. I hid...
Really? Okay.
I hid much of his bad behavior during them from them during my marriage.
Okay.
But still, so does everybody.
Yeah, but I mean, afterwards, I'm sure they thought something was up. I mean,
yeah,
you got divorced.
It's right. And who's like, yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I can accept that he will be at events for our children and also at holiday dinners, mm-hmm. but I do not want to see him every time I go to the families for a Sunday dinner.
What? Okay, so he's just hanging, like, she
yeah.
goes over there. He's just, like, coming out of the bathroom, like, hey, what's going on?
Right, basically.
With a beer in his hand.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd come over here and check out a few things.
Yeah. Isn't that?
That's crazy.
My family thinks I should suck it up and put on my big girl pants and mm-hmm. accept that he is their friend and will continue to be included.
Mm-hmm.
They say I'm being unreasonable. Am I being unreasonable? Is it normal to have the ex-spouse at all family dinners?
No. This sounds like family dinner, like whenever they have dinner. Like it's
yeah.
Wednesday at 7:30.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's just coming over with some roast beef.
It's not occasions. It's
yeah.
not just like the holidays or,
yeah.
or the adult children's milestone events
yeah.
or something.
Where's his family?
I know, right?
Like, go over there.
My current husband is also very uncomfortable.
Wait a minute. Wait one cotton bit. Are you kidding me? Okay.
He's
ahead.
Also uncomfortable, and he and my ex don't speak.
I assume that she was still single.
No. She's remarried.
Okay,
that
she's remarried. And so the ex-husband and the new husband are both... At these events.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure how to deal with this. Signed, uncomfortable.
Wow. I think this could only work from what I've gleaned in, like, Scandinavia, where they seem to be very comfortable with all of this
yeah.
kind of, like, exes and whatever, but that's not where we are.
No.
So let's hear
no,
what...
No, not at all. I mean, if you leave on a good note and everybody's just like, I'm growing apart.
Yeah.
I just need to do whatever.
Doesn't sound like that's what
no.
happened, though.
All right. Dear uncomfortable, when a marriage breaks up, it can be hard on extended family.
Really?
Which forms bonds and friendships with the ex.
When I got divorced, it was hard on my great uncle. He did not know what to do. But my fifth cousin was also in shambles. She went to therapy.
Yeah. So I got to put them first.
Yeah. Forget about the original family member.
Yeah.
The person who was born into that family.
Right.
What about all these other people?
Right.
These cast-offs.
Even so, it is family members who really need to put on the big girl pants in order to realize that family relationships need to adjust when marriages end.
And they need to realize to stop using the phrase big girl pants.
Oh, I
that
hate that phrase.
What does that mean? What are the small girl pants? I'm trying to think back.
Or little girl pants.
Yeah,
that's
I'm like,
nasty.
The big girl pants is the thong as far as I'm concerned. Like, what do they mean? Pampers?
Put on
I don't
big
know.
Girl pants.
Big girl pants, okay. Whatever.
I know. It's the worst. I'm going to put on my big girl pants.
I don't know what that means. Is it jeggings? Like, what is it? Is it a pantsuit? You know, a nice trouser with a press down the front and maybe
a
cuff?
Yeah, maybe a double knit polyester.
That
means business.
I think if I have an opportunity to wear a suit like that, I will. Just come on real strong, like Anchorman style.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Just like polyester double knit crease in the front.
Yeah. They
clogs.
Have, they have a nice silhouette.
High heel clogs.
Hands.
Yeah. Big collar open. Nice. Feathered hair somehow.
All the same, your family is not respecting your sensitivity and are basically telling you that they have no intention of changing their friendship or social connection with
you. They
hate
you.
Yeah.
Like, let's keep
yeah.
it real.
Yeah.
They don't like you.
So now the choice is yours. If you don't want to spend time with your ex, completely understandable, you will also not be spending time with your family.
Okay, that might work too.
Yeah.
Like, these people kind of sound awful.
Yeah.
Why would you choose
your,
this is their ex-son-in-law
right.
that they're choosing over their own daughter.
Right. I've run across this in a couple of different formations.
Okay.
And it's always the people in the epicenter that are the ones that are the most, that are considered first when something goes wrong. Like.
Yeah. I mean, I just, in my mind, I don't have a lot of experience with this, but I'm thinking, like, the divorced person, like, should fuck off. You know what I mean? Like, the son-in-law, the ex-son-in-law should just kind of fade away at this point. Like,
right.
There's nothing left.
If there's kids involved, you do the things for the kids, and that's fine.
But these are adult kids. I mean, how do the kids feel about it? I don't think I would feel very comfortable if my mom's ex-husband and my mom's new husband mm-hmm. were there at the same time.
Right, and they're not cool with each other.
And they're not, and no one's mm-hmm. happy about it.
Yeah, this shouldn't even be happening.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Bizarre. For them to be like, oh, I don't get it.
I think that the flaw with the advice is she should be like, look, your family... they're just not that into you.
Yeah. They don't like you. They're not interested. They don't care about your feelings.
No, they don't care about you. They don't care about your feelings. I don't know, like, maybe you should start going over to his family.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just start showing up, like, at his job.
Yeah.
Like, does he have a girlfriend show up when she's around? I don't know. It just seems rude. Like, why would you want to be there?
Right, right.
Maybe the reason why he married her was to get into this family in the first place.
There are people like that.
Maybe his family is stuck. They suck. They're not around. And he's just like glommed onto these people. And they dote on him, perhaps.
Or not even that. Like, there's just one of these. He's like a sycophant, probably.
And he's just there.
Yeah.
And they're sucking it up.
Yep.
They're like, why did you ever leave him?
Yeah.
He does everything we say.
Yeah. So he's like, yeah, I'm awesome. And they're like, he's awesome.
Yeah. We gained, we were hoping to get rid of you. Instead, we gained a wonderful ex-son-in-law.
There's no emotional baggage with him. So
no, not at all. Him. Yeah. Or they're using him as a blunt instrument to try to keep her. Like, why is she still showing up?
Yeah, right.
How much longer does this guy have to fucking be here
before
she stops coming over? Yeah. You know, like, get rid of her.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. That was Ask Amy.
Ask Amy.
Very interesting.
What you got?
I have over here some penis news. Dun, dun, dun. And I'm going to keep it short. So penis news, hashtag penis news, dick updates, the member on the move, scrotum stories. I like to report on what's happening in penises in the news. This is an ancient penis. It is the penis of King Tutankhamun.
Oh.
The boy king, quote unquote.
King Tut.
Yes, King Tut. And apparently boy king, not so much. Because he was buried with an enormous hard-on, apparently. So they propped it up and they wrapped some gauze around it.
And said,
this is it. Experts believe that this eternal erection was intended to make King Tut look like the ancient god Osiris. Either that or someone just got funny in the embalming room.
I think so.
And was like, they'll never see it.
I think... they'll never see it.
Yes. No one will ever see it.
Oh, no. I think... isn't it a thing, if he goes into... they believed in the life after
life. You have
so
to have
walk in...
hard.
Yeah.
But guns blazing.
Yeah. Because it shows no fear.
Yeah. So it says here, shortly after Tut was discovered, of course, they're saying the organ disappeared.
What?
Someone took it.
Why would someone?
I have no idea.
That's, yeah, I'm just...
leading to rumors that the penis had, in fact, been stolen. Salima Ikram of Cairo's American University said that the penis, which stands at a 90-degree angle, was mummified. I hope they came in with calipers and all that.
Yeah, right.
Stuff. Was mummified erect to symbolize the god's power of regeneration. Yeah, because he was thought to be a god.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to show that he was potent.
Mm-hmm.
Ikram writes, as far as I know, no other mummy has been found thus far with an erect penis.
Really?
So this was like a special thing. It says, an erect penis evokes Osiris at his most powerful regenerative moment and is a feature of corn mummies. Corn mummies. You know, the quintessential symbol of rebirth and resurrection. So he was buried at attention.
Wow.
It's kind of interesting.
Now, also, I'm thinking, is penis? Who's got the penis?
Yes, where is it?
Yeah.
I mean, I find this fascinating. I actually have seen mummies before, and actually got to poke a mummy one time.
Oh, yeah.
It was very, very interesting.
What did it feel like?
I felt wrong.
What?
Is what it felt like. Because,
of course, you're poking a dead body.
Yeah, you're really excited about these things, and then you realize, like, this is someone's dead. This is a corpse. And, like, regardless of how you feel about it, like, I'm not a religious person, but, like, I'm not really trying to mess around with somebody's, you know, dead body.
Yeah.
So, yeah, King Tut. Buried at attention, as it were. Interesting. Yeah.
Remember when his exhibit was, like, the big thing in
the
70s?
Yeah, it was coming around. It went around forever.
It just was going on.
I always remember.
It was King Tut. In the 70s, it was King Tut.
It was King Tut. And
Sasquatch.
Yeah, Sasquatch. This is before Titanic.
Yeah.
I just saw a thing on the news the other day. For some reason, it's like penis news. Titanic news could be a thing. There's always some shit about the Titanic. I haven't seen the movie. I don't care about it. It was an ill-fated voyage. They apparently, some woman who was on the Titanic supposedly kept a menu.
Yeah.
Did you see this?
I saw this, yeah.
So we could now do a little Titanic meal if we wanted to. We know what they had.
Why would you do
that? I don't know. Why would you keep the menu? Oh. And how do we know that that's actually the menu?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe she just, like, got home and was like, I survived that. You know, if I forge this now, and I wait.
Right.
Until I'm really fucking old.
Yep.
I can be like, this was the menu.
Now. I didn't forget the jewels.
Yeah, forget about the jewels.
The heart of the sea.
That was a piece of paper.
That was the necklace. The heart of the sea was the necklace that they had and what the
in people, the movie?
That's what they were going down to the find the Titanic to go find the heart of the sea, this jewel.
Did they find it?
No.
Okay. Spoiler alert. For any of you who haven't seen Titanic, even though it's like 20 years old.
Some bee threw it in the middle of the ocean. That's
why?
An even bigger spoiler alert. So if you see it, you're going to be in the room.
Wait, what's the big deal? I'm just looking for the Irish. Was there music?
I just can't.
Did they
understand.
Jig on the way down?
There was some jigging.
Okay.
But I can't believe this woman threw a beautiful piece of jewelry.
She's just that wealthy. Was there?
Why no, did she wasn't.
Why did she throw it?
She's like, fuck it. I still don't know. I've watched that movie, and I still get mad at her every single time.
Is it the main character?
Yeah, when she's old. She did it. She held. She was broke.
She threw it away when she was old?
Yeah, she held onto that necklace forever.
Mm-hmm.
She's broke, and her family's broke at the end of something. As far
good,
as I
remember. Because I think they were mistreating people. Weren't they in the top part? Good.
So they're all looking for this. It's just priceless. It's so valuable. And she had it. Didn't tell anybody.
And then she flung it into the sea.
Yeah. Boop.
And then how do we know that she threw it away?
Because we saw her.
In the film. But
yeah.
I mean, like, in real life, how do they know?
We don't even know if it was real in the real
life. Maybe it was a fake. She had it all those years, and she's like, when I die, I'm going to realize it's just paste. I better fling this thing and make a damn good story out of it. Is that what that movie is all about?
Whatever. But it's, you know, after that movie was made, they had replicas made of the heart of the sea. And
Did people fling it? That's what I would have done. I would have taken them all and be like, yeah! Who cares?
Guys were buying their girlfriend's replicas for Christmas. Like, I love you.
That's so bizarre.
It's so stupid.
If someone tried to give you one, would you throw it in the sea?
I would throw it in their face.
What was it? It was a big blue diamond or something?
Some ridiculous, like, chunk of stone and then this, like, beaded thing. I don't know.
See,
I'm making that up because I can't remember what it was.
I'll probably never watch the movie because it's just so long. I don't like Leonardo DiCaprio.
No.
At all. I don't like the story. And there's nothing else. Like, I'm not a huge James Cameron fan either.
Yeah.
I think I would probably, if I could just do the part where they're showing the sinking,
I'll
just watch that.
Yeah.
You know I love special effects and you know I love water stuff. The problem with the Titanic movie for me is, from what I understand, not a shark won.
Oh, I know.
Sharks have made that like a much more interesting feature?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I know historically that's probably not what happened. However.
Yeah. There was not enough beating of people with oars.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
I got the four R's. To all that was 40th Street. Hashtag #BunkLifeNYC.
All right, so what do you have?
I have Tales from the Campfire.
Excellent. So Tales from the Campfire is a segment that we do where we find tales on the internet of the paranormal, ghost stories, folklore,
scary stuff,
fake lore, urban legends, and we retell them here around the digital campfire. And so, gather around.
All right. Okay, this one was called Ever Since the Birthday Party.
Okay.
By anonymous user 13.
Really? Could they come up with something better than that?
And it's from Louisiana.
Okay.
Ever since my birthday party in 06, things have never been the same in my aunt's house.
Okay. Wow, that must have been one hell of a party.
Not my house, where the party was, just over there.
Over there in the aunt's house.
That's most likely my fault because I pulled out a Ouija board.
She just whipped it out of nowhere?
In Louisiana.
Please tell me, like, every house comes equipped, I feel like, in Louisiana.
Yeah,
like, you could be in any room in the house. No, we got one right here. No need to whip it out. We have our own.
We were all being stupid with it and asking dumb kid questions. And then we got on the topic of how many people were in the room. 5 girls, and the answer was 6.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. The whole night, no one wanted to talk in front of the windows or go anywhere alone.
That's hard.
How can you not what? Talking?
That's weird.
Come to this window and tell me a story.
I'm going to get on all fours and shimmy by the window as I talk. Like, really? Stay away from the windows when you're talking.
We all thought it was our imagination since we were kids. Mm-hmm. But 5 months later, I was pretty sure there was something else here.
Okay.
One day in August, my grandmother went to the hospital from a falling accident.
Okay. I mean, it's not funny, but it's oddly phrased, yeah. You know.
One of my best friends and I had called 911 and got her to the hospital. My aunt told us to stay at home until Gypsy, my friend.
Mm-hmm. You have a childhood friend named Gypsy?
Yeah.
Okay. That's strange.
Yeah. Her mother picked us up. Her mom couldn't come until 8 or so, so we just hung around the house. About 7, I started packing my stuff up to go to sleep over at her house.
Mm-hmm. Just as the gold dust woman that she is.
Just as Gypsy walked into my dining room, she screamed.
I'm seeing Gypsy with a shawl. Like, I'm seeing a little Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, me too.
Little tiny Stevie Nicks. You know?
Can you start calling me Gypsy?
Gypsy?
I just want to be...
Gypsy Casimir?
Yeah. I thought it was a bug because we had a bad roach problem in my house.
How bad was this roach problem?
I went in the dining room to check on her, and all of a sudden, a small black figure darted out of the dining room and into the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. It's Louisiana. It could still be a roach.
Right.
They get pretty big down there.
Scared to death, we grabbed my stuff and sat on the front porch till Gypsy's mom picked her up, us up.
Okay.
All of us.
All of us. Everybody. The roach. The figure. Stevie Nicks. I'm just imagining this little girl just swooping around.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
Flowing clothing.
Ever since then, no one likes to spend the night at my house, and I don't get up in the middle of the night.
It's the roaches.
It's the roaches.
Are you kidding me? Gypsy was probably like, how can I put this?
Yeah,
I saw something. Was it a ghost? Sure. Yeah. There were lots of them.
Yeah.
Running around on the floor.
Up on
ghosts,
the counter.
Everyone. Yeah.
And nobody wants to come back because of these quote-unquote
ghosts.
Yeah. This black figure could have been no harm to us, or it could have. I think that using the Ouija board wasn't a good idea.
She said they summoned something and it remained in the house.
Yeah. But well, the roaches stayed too.
Yeah. Well, you can't get them out.
Yeah. They put the comments here. They're like, Ouija boards will work with or without candles.
Okay. Really? Was that mentioned?
Most people like to use candles because it helps set the mood and gets them serious and focused.
Is it that signed candle salesman?
No. And then there's another comment about candles.
Is this part?
I have a question about Ouija boards. Do you have to be surrounded by candles for it to work?
No.
I have a friend who said you do, and because both her parents use them in paranormal hotspots. But he said it's because they didn't have it set up right. My mom said it's because we're all Christians.
I'm thinking about paranormal hotspots like a club. You know what I mean? Like a place where you could just go.
Paranormal hotspots?
Get your paranormal on, girl.
This is a hotspot.
Yeah, this is a place. I like it.
Ouija board.
A Ouija board out of anything. Like,
yeah.
The only kind of Ouija boards we ever saw growing up were the ones that you could buy at, like,
by Mattel.
By Mattel, which I thought was weird.
Isn't that the
strangest thing? That they made, you know, Parcheesi and Monopoly and all these kind of games.
And the Ouija board.
I
saw in a, like, there's a little toy store for kids up at, you know, from, like, 0 to 5, mm-hmm. at that age group.
They had a Ouija board, like a little tiny Ouija board?
And they had a Ouija board in there. And I was like, are you kidding?
That's interesting.
What are you doing in this place?
That's too, I feel like that's too young to be able to use a Ouija board.
It's way too young, and it's inappropriate.
Can they spell anything? It's just like, what is it? It's just cat every time.
They're just unlocking portals to the other dimensions.
They're just spelling out pop. And dog. I mean, because they can't do anything else. They're unlocking portals. They would probably just leave it open, too, they're little kids.
Probably.
I like it. All right, let's see. What do I have here? Oh, I have some barnyard news.
Oh, hooray.
It says, cattle caper. 9 cows and 3 bulls stolen in West Boynton. So apparently,
what?
If you live in West Boynton.
Where is that?
I have no idea, but keep your cows safe. I was doing some research, like everyone's cows are getting stolen left, right, and center.
Really?
Apparently, as I said there, Buffy Wilson had no choice but to wait till her cows come home.
Oh, come on.
After all, they were stolen from her paddock at the 7600 block of South State Road in West Boynton. Sometimes between early Saturday and late Sunday. This is the crime reporter.
How much cattle are around in West Boynton?
Well, this is the thing. The cows are worth $2,500 each. She said the price of cows have gone up, and the more expensive the cows are, the more likely they are to be stolen.
Sure.
Bulls cost even more, depending upon their size and other variables. Why don't they just say semen?
Yeah.
Because that's pretty much the only thing like a bull would, you know, would be good for.
It's all they're good for.
So basically, she and her husband are... So they got home, they're horse groomers, and they just have the cows for their, it says here they're for their personal enjoyment. I don't know what that means.
That could be taken many ways, and
maybe they escaped.
I'm a horrible person.
Maybe they escaped, and they were like, enough is enough. So three bulls and nine cows were taken. They got, you know, as soon as they got home, they were really upset. The gate was forcibly opened, and it said the thieves managed to rustle all but one cow. I love the word rustle.
I ain't going nowhere.
Yes. What happened? The last cow was
got like a bomb strapped to his chest. Yes. I'm like, look.
He was obstinate. And they were like, you know what? Stay here.
Yeah.
Enjoy. Everyone else is leaving.
Or maybe he really wanted to go and he was just too annoyed.
He was too eager.
No.
He was the first one out. They're like, we don't need that.
No.
He
said, I'm really good on the road.
Yes, I know. Have you heard my moo? It's excellent. This woman, Buffy says, they're going to get prosecuted. I'm tired of playing. This is ridiculous. Wilson already had beef with the cattle thieves.
Oh.
This September marks the 5-year anniversary of her cattle being stolen the first time. She was able to recover her cattle, and she was hopeful that they will, you know, find these cattle as well. We hope we can just find our cows, she said. They're our babies. And then they have theirs. You can call Crime Stoppers. If you see, I don't even know.
Where are they going to, like, how are they...
I grew up, you've been to where I'm from. Yeah. There are lots of cows around. I would never be able to look over into the farm across the street and be like, that's my cow. Right? That cow looks like
doesn't belong how would you tell other than a brand?
But not everybody brands their cows.
Because isn't that cruel?
It's cruel when you don't need to do it. You can just put a tag on their ear.
Yeah.
Like, it's a bit old school to brand the entire animal.
Yeah.
But, like, I just, you know, they rustle them.
How did they do that without making noise?
I don't know. Well, I guess they must have cased the joint.
Or they must have said, oh, you win a free vacation.
Like, they fell for that every year. Every year they're like, we're going to Florida.
Yeah.
It's like, what happened?
Really? I mean, just get the price of a ticket and a condo or something. It's much less. You could probably do it for one head of cattle.
For one simple head of cattle. I'm wondering, are these people like taking these cows home and hoarding them, or are they passing them, or are they fencing them? Are they moving them on?
I think they're moving them on.
Like, who's going to buy a hot cow? I don't know. But $2,500, I didn't know a cow cost that much. I guess keep an eye on them. I guess you can't just have these things in the field. Chip them.
No, all you need to do is really lure them with some grass onto a trailer.
Yeah, they don't care. They're not gonna look at you skeptically like, I don't know.
I don't know about you.
Yeah. You don't look familiar.
It's not that hard. What, you open up grass? The gate and there they go.
And they'll go right out.
Yeah.
So,
and they're not going to run.
Yeah, you're right. They're not going to run at
They're
all.
They're so sweet.
They are very nice. The bulls might have been a little bit of an issue, but, you know, once you got the cows, the bulls will probably follow suit.
Just get the red cape, go.
Yeah. Just wave them in.
Yeah.
Damn it again. All right, what do you have?
I have here, we reported on this earlier, and this is just a follow-up.
Okay.
For those of you who come here for the robot news. Yeah. In Japan, the robot hotel actually opens its doors.
Really?
This is the one where we talked about it's fully... robotized.
I don't know if this is the same place, but I saw a picture of one. They had like the robot Japanese woman, and then next to it they had a robot velociraptor that was also
this is it this is the theme park, the hotel in the theme park in Japan. Mm-hmm. It's run mostly by robots. Other high-tech features include guest room doors open by facial recognition technology.
Okay. Which you just come on while toe up. Right. I'm still going to, my makeup smeared.
Right.
And like a mess.
Wasted.
Yeah. Like, it's not you.
Mm-hmm. The hotel will invite travelers to bid for rooms during high season.
Okay.
That's all right.
I hope it's going to be popular.
Yeah.
I was like, 1 yen. All right, you're in.
Yeah. It says here, when the reception desk is staffed by a robot dinosaur, the chances of a room upgrade is going to be fairly slim.
Did you see the robot dinosaur?
No, I did not.
First of all, it's a velociraptor, which is not cute.
No.
It looks very realistic from what we imagine as a velociraptor, but it was wearing like a vest and a little hat. And I'm like, why? My question is, why is there anything there?
Yeah.
Why is there anything there at all? Why isn't it just like, you know, my computer? Why is there a velociraptor?
Right.
seriously, why?
They wanted something inviting.
Like a velociraptor. I mean, the thing looks menacing. It's the claws. Yeah. The vest is off-putting.
Well, maybe it's because the velociraptors are known for learning quickly.
Okay. And also customer service.
Yeah.
It's like their other fort. We didn't know about their cold-blooded, but warm and friendly customer service environment. I just don't know why they put a vest. A vest and the hat?
Because we love dressing animals in clothes.
You know what?
People like me love to see it.
And that would make you feel more comfortable.
I am thrilled.
Here's the question. What about a mustache? Yes? No.
That would be fantastic. Okay. A little curly one?
Yeah, of course.
No beard.
No. I'm sorry. A beard and a velociraptor? That's too far. Like, if you think I'm horrified by the vest, it just seems like an odd choice of all the animals. Why not a bunny?
You know, because they're gonna take advantage of the bunny.
Really?
And this is just sending a message, like, all right, you're gonna come in here.
Don't F with me.
Yeah,
you're not getting an upgrade
because there's no people around. Don't think you can do whatever.
Who are the people who have to take orders from the front desk? The lowly staff who are being ordered around by half a velociraptor with a vest on. All right, so go ahead.
So the 5-star Japanese.
5-star is it?
Yeah, Hen-na Hotel. The name translates to strange hotel.
Okay.
This week opened its doors to bemused visitors in a theme park. Excuse me. Humanoid robots greet Japanese-speaking guests at reception, while English-speaking guests are met for
reasons. At the back door.
are met.
They have to come around the side, and there's just a Diplodocus, and he's wearing no vest.
The English-speaking ones get the Velociraptor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They think that we like that?
Yeah.
Or are they trying to send a message?
And the Japanese ones get the humanoid.
The humanoid.
Robot. Yeah. Robots are said to be able to engage in intelligent conversations.
Mm.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Most people are not able to engage in intelligent conversations.
The more functional droids are on hand to cart luggage to the hotel's 72 rooms.
Is the Velociraptor going to handle my bags?
They handle the bags, the luggage, and they clean.
Huh.
A tipping, thankfully, does not compute.
Oh, God.
So, yeah.
Any idea how expensive it's going to be? It's 5-star with a bid for it.
Let's see if there's a price. Oh, okay. The hotel says room fees at opening bid will start at $60 for a single room.
That's pretty cheap.
To $153 at the highest possible price.
Wait, so we already know what the maximum price is? Then why are we bidding? There's
You don't come in too hot.
Yeah, okay. But the max is
so you have fun bidding.
Oh, so you have a good time bidding.
Yeah, but you know that you can still stay there.
Why do we have to talk to the Velociraptor? Why isn't it Hello Kitty? Or something like that. That would be okay.
That would be
with
nice.
Me. Something that's cute and fluffy.
But we all love our lizard. They probably watch Jurassic Park and know that we love it.
And that we would like that at reception.
But they
that's what we would prefer.
They need something that will keep us in line.
Why isn't, like, I don't know, one of those guys from the Age of Ultron or whatever on there? Like, why isn't X-Men on there?
Well, if you saw an entity and you knew it was a robot, what will intimidate you into not messing around at the hotel? And I'm talking about, like, destroying and being disrespectful and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Because they know, you know, Americans.
Yeah. What is it that we are afraid of?
Jaws. Dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs? Yes, it's from New Jersey.
Dinosaurs come out.
But really, Jaws. Like a great white shark would also dissuade me from asking for a room upgrade or extra soap.
So you'd rather have a shark? Shark makes more sense in the lobby?
To me, as an American. Water. It's not hundreds of millions of years ago. What are you talking about? You're saying because it's a dry atmosphere, the Velociraptor's okay.
Yeah.
The shark is just out of the question.
Yeah.
Like, that's ridiculous.
It's out of its habitat. It's going to be confused.
Yes. It also doesn't have arms, which could be a problem as well. I hadn't thought about that. Yeah. You know, for me, I would have said a monkey, but now I'm over monkeys.
Have you ever liked monkeys?
I was afraid of monkeys, but after having watched The Planet of the Apes, the reboots, I'm like, shh. Please.
You're all right with them.
You know, it's like that when you see things a bunch of times. Like, there's so many monkeys in that movie or apes. I don't even care anymore.
And you get the whole spectrum of what they're capable of.
Yeah, and I've seen it, and it's like, it seems like they want to be left alone.
Mm-hmm.
This about half of a velociraptor, I don't know.
Yeah.
I probably want to touch it and then get, like...
You'd get in trouble.
Clawed.
You would.
Okay. So...
What do you have?
I have something here from Unpopular Science. Katie and I are a little afraid of technology, so we like to keep up with what's going on. This is scientists, not our scientists, because he would never do this.
That's right.
I'm from Science U. scientists add ingredient to make ice cream melt slower.
Oh.
Yeah. So the days of slurping up the sides of your rapidly melting ice cream cone may soon be over. That, as a kid, is the best part and is an excuse to eat your cone as fast as humanly possible. Right. It's awesome. It says researchers have discovered a naturally occurring protein that could be added to, because that's what I want. I want more protein in my soft serve.
Yeah.
It could be added to everyone's favorite summertime snack to keep it solid for longer.
Mm-hmm.
Most people know that at its most basic, ice cream is made of milk and sugar and has other components, fat, air bubbles, and ice crystals. But this protein called BSIA.
That's a lot of
That's
BS.
What I call it. Yeah.
BSIA.
BSIA coats all three of them and slows down the rate at which ice melts and the air escapes. So they're calling it a hydrophobic raincoat, quote unquote, that acts as a film to preserve everything inside it for a little longer. A
hydrophobic raincoat.
And
I like that. And I think
does that sound tasty?
It sounds like. Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? It's a. It says BSIA is found in a bacteria called Bacillus subtilis, and that is common in soil. It's dirt, people. They're putting dirt in your ice cream. Don't try to sugarcoat it.
Oh, man.
It's dirt. And it's already present in some foods, but they won't say what they are. So adding protein wouldn't bring the same sort of long-term health concerns as it would synthetic ingredients. I mean, yeah, I guess you could eat dirt.
You could.
Nothing wrong with it at
all. Yeah, right.
So
does it taste like dirt?
I don't know. It doesn't say what it tastes like. It said they're working on this. They think it's going to be ready in 3 to 5 years.
Well, I would kind of be afraid of ice cream that doesn't melt.
Me too. The point of ice cream is that it's cold and it should melt, right?
Yeah.
But I like it when I get a cone and some of it melts into the bottom.
Yeah.
And you eat the cone.
I like to put my ice cream in the microwave a little bit. Soften it up.
To soften it up? Yeah. Oh, yeah, if it's a hard ice cream.
Yeah.
It says here they think they're going to be adding this dirt compound, I'm calling it, dirt protein, to mayonnaise and chocolate mousse to reduce fat and sugar content.
Wait a minute. That's where I draw the line. Do not touch my mayo.
You heard it here, folks. White people love mayo. They don't want it messed with. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I
just leave it as is.
Yeah, leave
you
it
try
as is.
To defat it.
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
Supposed to be fat.
The fat is what tastes good.
Yeah.
That's the mayo part of it. The nays is the part I don't care about.
Oh, you don't like it?
Not the, I like the mayo, the nays.
The nays, no.
Not so much. So, yeah, that's what they're... they're also trying to change the melting point of chocolate as well.
No.
Yeah. See, I think...
Stop it.
Like, we've worked really hard, like, things like mayonnaise, chocolate mousse. Like, whenever you've had, like, low-fat... Or at least for me, whenever I have, like, something that's, like, low-fat or this or that, and the other, it's just not the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not the same. Let me have it. Like, if I'm having chocolate, I want the fat. Don't mess with me.
Yeah, you ever eat the low-fat stuff, and you're just telling yourself, well, it's better for me.
No, and I have to eat twice as much to get the full fat content.
Yeah.
If it's a third less fat, I got to eat a third more, because it's not the same. Can you imagine mayonnaise with some weird dirt compound in it?
Get out of my mayonnaise.
Yeah, how much mayonnaise are people eating?
Oh, it's...
Is it a lot? Like, I feel like just a little bit of mayonnaise goes a long way,
yeah,
no?
Yeah, it depends on what you're having. Like, I'd like a nice... tomato and avocado sandwich with a little mayo on it.
With mayo on
it?
Yeah,
it's delicious.
Like, how much mayo, though?
Well...
Like, a teaspoon?
Well...
Because that's a lot. Imagine just, like, a...
Like, a teaspoon
of mayo. Like, that's too much.
Yeah. Yeah, I get... No, you just coat the bread.
That's interesting. Yeah, we don't do that.
You don't do that.
You know the stereotype. Yeah. Mayonnaise, not a part of a...
What are you putting on your sandwiches?
Not mayonnaise, a little mustard, some ketchup. I mean, I'll use Miracle Whip.
Why do you not like mayonnaise?
I don't know. It's just weird. I call
it's
it
weird.
The devil's spuge. I don't know. That's kind of just stuck with me my whole life. I have a little bit of Miracle Whip, like in some tuna.
Miracle Whip is different, though. That's sweeter.
It's a sweet taste. So then maybe I've never had, like, actual mayonnaise.
If you've had Miracle Whip, I could see why you're down on mayo, thinking it's the same thing, but it's
not.
It's not.
I'm getting schooled here, people.
Yeah. You're going to get mayo.
All the way.
This is a master class.
Oh, mayo?
And mayo.
So is it that much of a difference?
Yes.
Wow. I hadn't thought about that.
Absolutely.
Hmm.
Yeah, because I tried to make a tuna sandwich with Miracle Whip once. No.
I know. I grew up having, Miracle Whip, and we're like, please use as little of it as humanly possible.
I don't blame you, because that's nasty.
It's not that great.
Yeah.
Have you ever made a mayonnaise from scratch?
No, why would I?
I don't, I've
Hellman's
seen it
makes
done
it
before.
Hellman's delicious. Hellman's does it for me.
Yes. They put it in a jar, and then they allow you to enjoy as much of a teaspoon of it as you would like to have. Very interesting.
Yeah.
All right, we're good.
All right, cool.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise. And let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at HeyYouKnowIt.com. Thanks.
I'm right now, I'm next door. Hey, Peter Man, check out Channel 9. It's the Brex exam. Check out this chick.
Lawrence, can't you just pretend like we can't hear each other through the wall?
Oh, I'm sorry, man. Is Anne over there or something?
No, but if you just want to talk to me, just come over.
Then I come over. Hey, man, check this out, dude. I changed the channel a couple of times. There's a Pepsi commercial, a soap opera, another show, and then I get to the breast exam.
Oh, jeez, Lawrence.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I thought you want to see this. Doesn't this chick look like Anne?
Yeah, a little bit.
Hey, she hasn't been over here in a while. You two still going out?
I guess, yeah. I don't know. Sometimes I get the feeling she's cheating on me.
Yeah, I get that feeling too, man.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know, man. I just get the feeling looking at her like I'm like a... Oh, sorry, man. Look, I'm talking out of my ass, man. I don't know.
It's okay. I just had a rough day.
No, tell me about it, man. I gotta wake my ass up at 6 a.m. every day this week, drag myself off to Vaselina. Yeah, I'm doing the drywall out there at the new McDonald's.
Let me ask you something. When you come in on Mondays and you're not feeling too well, does anybody ever come up to you and say, sounds like someone's got a case of the Mondays?
No. Oh, man, shit. No. I believe you get your ass kicked for saying something like that, man.
Huh.
We still going fishing this weekend?
Nah. Lumberg's gonna make me come in this Saturday. I know it.
Well, you can get out of that easily.
Yeah? How?
Well, when you get up on a Saturday, he generally asks you at the end of the day, right? So all you have to do is avoid him. It's all right. I got a beer for myself. The last few hours of the day, turn off your answer machine, and you should be home free.
That's really a good idea. Lawrence, what would you do if you had $1 million?
I tell you what I do, man. Two chicks at the same time.
That's my favorite line. Sorry. That's it? If you had $1 million, that's what you'd do? Two chicks at the same time?
Damn straight. I've always wanted to do that. I figure if I were a millionaire, I could hook that up. Chicks dig a guy with money.
Well, not all chicks.
Well, type of chicks that'll double up on a dude like me.
Good point.
Now, what would you do?
Besides two chicks at the same time?
Well, yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing, huh?
I would relax. I would sit on my ass all day. I would do nothing.
You'll need $1 million to do that, man. Look at my cousin. He's broke. Don't do shit.
That was beautiful.
Thank you very much.